This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Ireland's Supreme Court made it clear Wednesday that the unborn rely on popular vote to provide a right to life. While it clears the way for the May 25th referendum on Pro-Life Amendment 8, it may also further invigorate those supporting a right to life. And South America is another target for the legalization of abortion. Six times Argentina has rejected abortion, but now is debating legalization in Parliament. Critics are pointing out that entertainment elites condemned gun rights advocates while they supported abortion during a recent televised gala. These critics say gun use accounts for 1.5% of U.S. deaths, while abortion practice accounts for a whopping 25%. This is Life News Radio. Did you know that free and open elections are made possible by honest election observers? No one less than Joseph Stalin himself once said, "I have no concern about free and open elections, as long as I know who's counting the ballots." In most counties and parishes across the country, election observer schools are now accepting volunteers. You can make a difference in keeping our society honest by simply being an election observer. Contact your state or county auditor or your local election board. In other headlines, Alfie Evans' parents are appealing to England's High Court to keep their son alive and go abroad for a diagnosis denied them in Britain. Arranged early death in Holland keeps growing. Last year saw another spike to over 6,500 such killings. And a top pro-life group has endorsed the highest-ranking woman in Congress for re-election. The Susan B. Anthony List endorses Kathy McMorris Rogers over a long-shot primary challenger and abortion advocate Lisa Brown. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.